world are the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam to all of you, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Muharram. Today we're going to learn more about one special character on the event of Ashura, and that is Ali al-Akbar. We are with you on 7th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Today is Tuesday, corresponding to 3rd of Murdad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer condolences to all of our dear listeners on the martyrdom anniversary of Ali al-Akbar.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمام منصور من آل محمد.
A man from amongst the crowd shouted, "O Ali, you relate to Yazid, for his mother, Layla, was daughter of Maymuna, daughter of Abi Sufyan, and we want to respect this relationship. We may grant you an amnesty and a refuge if you wish." He said, "The kingship of Apostle of Allah should be second to none." He pressed on, proclaiming who he was. Imam al-Hussein could not hold back his tears and shouted at Umar ibn Sa'd, "What has become of you? May Allah bereave you of your kindred, as you have made me benefit of mine and did not respect my relationship of the Prophet. May Allah set on you an adversary who will slay you in your bed." He then raised his hands to the sky and said, "O Lord, bear witness on those people, for he who emerged to them is bearing a strong likeness to your prophet in all departments, resemblance of disposition, complexion, and logic." And that was Ali al-Akbar. So accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about bala, and we're talking about misfortunes, trials, and difficulties that we face in our lives and how we can overcome them. We said that when a person realizes that there is a purpose to this bala, that is the essence of the solution of how to deal with our calamities. That we know there's purpose and we know there's reward. Imagine if a person lived life and he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in a wise creator. He didn't believe in a commanding Lord. And that all these different factors from the beginning, you know, when you're a baby, from being hungry and thirsty and being in pain, until when you reach become an adult and you have your own different trials and tribulations. You see that life is filled with such great pain, but you don't know where that pain is coming from and what is the purpose of it. Imagine how deep in darkness a person would be and how confused they would be and how weak a person would be. But on the other side, we have believers that they believe in Allah and they believe that when God brings for them trials and misfortunes, there is a purpose to it. And that purpose is to bring him closer to himself, to bring us closer to God. Then that person becomes very actually joyful, even in the face of trials and tribulations. He becomes even grateful. He becomes so spiritual that he realizes that everything from God, either if we see it as good or if we see it as bad, all of it is good for us because he is taking us towards himself and is removing us from the nafs, the desires, the ego, the greatest barrier between us and God. He is shattering that. Once that's shattered, we connect to God. We become very easily connected to God.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. The struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
Ali Akbar ibn Hussein had a loud, beautiful voice. It was he who always recited Adhan. On the morning of the day of Ashura, Ali Akbar ibn Hussein recited Adhan. Everyone knew that it was the last time they would hear Ali Akbar ibn Hussein's Adhan. Hussein ibn Ali began to weep when Ali Akbar began his adhan. The ladies could also be heard crying in their tents. After the morning prayers, Ali al-Akbar stood in front of Hussein ibn Ali. He said, "Father, I request for permission to go and fight the enemies of Islam." Hussein ibn Ali looked at his son lovingly. He said, "Akbar, you have my permission. May Allah be with you. But Akbar, you know how much your mother, sisters, and aunts love you. Go and say farewell to them." Ali Akbar went into the tent of his mother. Every time he wanted to come out of the tent, the mother, aunts, and sisters would pull his cloak and say, "Oh Akbar, how can we live without you?" Finally, Hussein ibn Ali had to go in and plead with all to let Ali Akbar go. Hussein ibn Ali helped his youthful son to mount the horse. As Ali Akbar ibn Hussein began to ride towards the battlefield, he heard footsteps behind. He looked back and saw his father. He said, "Father, we have said goodbye. Why are you walking behind me?" Hussein ibn Ali replied, "My son, had you been a father of a son like me, you would surely have understood. We offer our condolences on the sad occasion of Ali al-Akbar's martyrdom."
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
Sending Ali al-Akbar to the battlefield, Imam Hussein raised his hands and said, O Lord, be a witness against this people that the youth is living who was resembling the Holy Prophet most. Whenever I was desirous of seeing the Holy Prophet, I looked at him. In the battlefield, he was addressing the forces with an eloquence which he had inherited from his grandfather Ali and the Prophet Muhammad. He was telling them that Hussein had done them no harm. He was explaining to them that by shedding the blood of Hussein, they would be incurring the wrath of God. He was exhorting them not to smear their hands with the blood of a person so holy, so God-fearing, and so righteous. His words cast a spell on the army of the opponents. The older ones from amongst them were blinking their eyes in amazement and wondering whether the Prophet had descended from the heavens to warn them against the shedding of Hussein's blood. What a resemblance there was with the Prophet in face, features, and even mannerism. Even the voice was of Muhammad. But on second thought, they realized that this was Ali al-Akbar, son of Hussein, about whose close remembrance with the Prophet people were talking so much.
At this point, no one remains with Hussein except for his Ahlul Bayt. They begin to bid farewell to one another. The first among them who goes forth is Imam Hussein's own son. His name is Ali Akbar. He was a young man, some say 17, some say 19, some say 27. But he was a beautiful person, a mirror reflecting the Prophet's own beauty. His own speech was a speech of the Prophet. His character was the character of the Prophet. All the family surround him and they plead to him, saying that, we cannot bear your separation, but he does not pay them any attention because he knows what his mission is. He goes, he seeks permission from his father and he gets it. And then he goes towards the enemy saying, I am Ali, the son of Hussein, the son of Ali. Ana Ali ibn al-Hussein ibn Ali. Nahnu wa bintul, nahnu wa baytallahi awla bin nabi. تَاللَّهِ لَا يُحْكَمُ لَا يَحْكُمُ فِينَا إِبْنُ الدَّعِيِّ أَضْرِبُ بِالسَّيْفِ أُحَامِي عَنْ أَبِي دَرْبَ غُلَامٍ هَاشِمِيٍّ قُرَشِيٍّ. By Allah, we will never be ruled by that illegitimate ruler. With this sword of mine, I shall defend my family, and I shall strike like a young Hashimi, a Qurashi. Imam Hussein could not help but his eyes crying with tears, and he shouts at Umar ibn Sa'ad, what is the matter with you? May Allah cut off your lineage just as you have cut off mine. And you have now respected my kinship to the Messenger of Allah. May Allah send somebody to slay you on your own bed. And then he cries out and he raises his hands to the heaven. O Allah, bear witness against these people that a man who looks most like your messenger Muhammad in his physique and his manners and his eloquence has come out to fight them and they are fighting him. Whenever we used to miss seeing the Prophet, we would look at Ali Akbar. Ali Akbar alayhi salam fights very valiantly. He charges at the right wing, they cannot stop him. He charges at the left wing, they cannot stop him. Whenever a group of fighters met him, he would repulse all of them. When a brave man faced him, he would kill him. He kills a total of 120 people, but the thirst is too much for him to bear. He returns back to his father and to complain about what is happening. He tells him, Ya Abati, Al-Atashu qad qatalani. Oh my father, the thirst is killing me. وَثِقْلُ الْحَدِيدِ قَدْ أَجَهَدَنِي. The weight of this armor is too much for me to bear. فَهَلْ إِلَى شُرْبَةٍ مِنَ الْمَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. If only there was a way for me to get some water. Imagine the response of the father to his son. He says, crying, Oh my son, soon you shall meet your grandfather who will give you a drink, after which you shall never suffer any thirst. Ali Akbar returns to the battlefield, feeling happy about the good news that his father has given him. He still fights valiantly. They cannot stop him. They are not sure, is this Ali Akbar or is this Ali ibn Abi Talib, who is roaring like a lion on the battlefield, as if there are thunderbolts coming. There's one man named Munqidh who swears that he's going to ambush him. He stabs Ali Akbar in the back with his lance. He hits him with a sword on the head, splitting it in half. Ali Akbar embraces his horse that carries him to the enemy camp. There he becomes the target of the swords of the enemy. One by one they strike him. فَقَطَعُوهُ بِسُيُوفِهِمْ إِرْبًا إِرْبًا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
السلام على المرمى بالدماء. السلام على غريب الغرباء. السلام على الحسين وعلى أنصار الحسين. السلام على الحسين وعلى أنصار الحسين.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, you keep us in your dua and prayer. And again, we offer our condolences to all of you, dear Muslim, dear Shia Muslim brothers and sisters, on the martyrdom anniversary of Aliyul Akbar, peace be upon him.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.